This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Smoke billowed from the Broncos and Power Field at Mile High Stadium in Denver this afternoon. The Denver Fire Department extinguished the blaze that burned areas on the third level. A cause is unknown. No one was injured. Colorado's COVID-19 metrics remain relatively low and stable. Beth Carlton is a member of the Colorado COVID-19 modeling team. She says COVID-19 hospitalizations are at their lowest point since the start of the pandemic.
It's the lowest we've seen since the summer of 2020. So we're really in a different place than we've been for a long time.
Tuesday, the state health department reported 135 hospitalized coronavirus patients. That's more than 1,500 lower than the peak of the Omicron wave 2 months ago. The rate of positive tests is 2.75%. That's well below the 5% threshold that signals trouble. Still, infectious disease experts say they'd like to see more Coloradans and Americans vaccinated and boosted to improve community protection further. The city of Florence plans to hold a special election to replace its entire city council. KRCC's Andrea Chelfin has more.
Every member of the council resigned earlier this week, leaving the mayor of the Fremont County city as the only elected official remaining in Florence. That's a city of just over 3,800 people. The Canyon City Daily Record reports the resignations came within just hours of each other. The paper says the city is facing a number of challenges, including lawsuits and a request from one former councilman for a forensic audit of the city's finances. Governor Polis's office has been in contact with the interim city manager to ensure Florence is meeting basic services. Details of the election are